The Heavenly Things Purified, July 19. Living in the Judgment Hour. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. What is the cleansing of the sanctuary? That there was such a service in connection with the earthly sanctuary is stated in the Old Testament scriptures. But can there be anything in heaven to be cleansed? In the cleansing of both the earthly and the heavenly sanctuary is plainly taught. The cleansing, both in the typical and in the real service, must be accomplished with blood, in the former, with the blood of animals, in the latter, with the blood of Christ. The cleansing was not a removal of physical impurities, for it was to be accomplished with blood, and therefore must be a cleansing from sin. But how could there be sin connected with the sanctuary, either in heaven or upon the earth? As the sins of the people were anciently transferred, in figure, to the earthly sanctuary by the blood of the sin offering, so our sins are, in fact, transferred to the heavenly sanctuary by the blood of Christ. And as the typical cleansing of the earthly was accomplished by the removal of the sins by which it had been polluted, so the actual cleansing of the heavenly is to be accomplished by the removal, or blotting out, of the sins which are there recorded. This necessitates an examination of the books of record to determine who, through repentance of sin and faith in Christ, are entitled to the benefits of His atonement. Then, in the great day of final award, by virtue of the atoning blood of Christ, the sins of all the truly penitent will be blotted from the books of heaven. He, Christ, asks for His people not only pardon and justification, full and complete, but a share in His glory and a seat upon His throne.